Please accept our greeting.
On the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, hundreds of military personnel from 36 countries gather for a week of non-combat drills.
This is to strengthen the cooperation which has already been well established. Whoever's here, we warmly welcome them. They can enjoy the stability and security of Indonesia.
The navies of the US, China, Russia, Australia, France and Japan are among those participating.
It's the fourth time Indonesia has hosted this exercise, which focuses on disaster relief and humanitarian operations. The Indonesian Navy says it's a chance to promote maritime cooperation in the region.
The exercises opened with a fleet review of vessels from most of the participating countries.
This at sea exercise is going to support an at sea search and rescue event where all the countries are going to work on locating and recovering a simulated victim.
This is happening at a time of heightened tension since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but also an increasingly strained U.S.-China relationship. They also bring together other countries with turbulent relations, including India and Pakistan. Experts say disaster relief training is a straightforward way for militaries to work together.
It isn't focused on war fighting. It is what we call an operation other than war. So in that sense, it showcases the things that militaries can do. And it also allows militaries to interface with each other, to communicate with each other.
Indonesia describes its foreign policy as free and active. Experts say the world's fourth most populous nation is increasingly positioning itself as a neutral link for the region. The Asia-Pacific has been a hub of military activity in recent months, with both the US and China ramping up military diplomacy and engaging in more frequent exercises in the region and a contest for influence. This week's drills in Indonesia provide a rare chance to work together rather than compete against one another. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Makassar, Indonesia.